This is Will Friedle from Pod Meets World. Let's be honest. The 90s gave us some great things. The music, totally rad. The fashion, so fly. Home decor, that's a different story. In HGTV's new competitive series, Totally 90s House, two teams of iconic TV stars take on two homes frozen in time. Paired with HGTV experts, they'll turn dated spaces into fresh modern homes and compete for the ultimate bragging rights. Goodbye, honey oak cabinets. Hello, 21st century. Totally 90s House. Special series premiere starts August 26th at 9, 8 central on HGTV.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We talked a lot of baseball yesterday on the show, and we'll continue to do that today. Adam Noose here in just a moment. Tim Kirchen coming up at high noon today. So we'll talk with Tim Kirchen, who's been covering the game for a long time. But right now we talk to the general manager and COO of the Nashville Sounds. Adam Noose is indeed on the line with us. Adam, how you doing? Good morning.
And doing great. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, it's been a while since we talked. Let's just start with, we've certainly thought about you guys and your area where your ballpark is. It's been a rough 2020 because it all started with the tornadoes, and then it went straight into a global pandemic. So how's everything been? I mean, like I said, it's been a rough four or five months for you guys and that area.
Yeah, you know, it's been interesting. Yeah, it gave me goosebumps just hearing you talk about the what happened with the tornado and just the memories of that. And it was really fun thinking back. And like, we got the opportunity to be front porch to the community, and we stopped everything business-wise and put all our efforts into rebuilding Germantown and helping out wherever we could. And it was fun to see our staff kind of come together and do that. And now to look out and see how much progress has happened. You can barely tell that a tornado came through here now, and Germantown's been strong and back running strong. But yeah, you think back at all those times, and we made a donation, $100,000 donation, which is pretty big for us, to the tornado relief, and that was right before our business was shut down. So
Right.
Now looking back, we probably could have needed that money a little longer, but it wouldn't do it any different. Glad to see Germantown coming back together and good things happening again.
In fact, I think I read something just the other day. Didn't the restaurant, the bar, sports bar, whatever, across the street, is that all open again? Did I see that? That's all open?
Yeah, so Von L. Rhodes opened up, and I think there's another bar down the street that's the guy on the roof right now working on it. So I think they should be opening, neighbors should be opening here pretty soon. But for the most part, everything's kind of back to normal and looking great.
Good to hear. So you're obviously hoping to get back to some type of normalcy. I don't know, you know, it will not exactly look the same, but certainly Jason Stark got everybody's attention. We saw the tweet, and from talking with some folks yesterday, it sounds like you weren't prepared to get this out there, but Jason Stark's tweet kind of got the ball rolling a little bit of ahead of schedule, where Nashville, you know, the Major League Baseball and Nashville Sounds were talking about a plan to, you know, host some free agents / players, kind of a pool to draw from, that you guys may have baseball at your stadium this year. How did this all come about? How long has this been in the works?
Yeah, so it started two or three months ago, a while back, and it was kind of an initiative of ours to, hey, if minor league baseball doesn't happen, what do we do? And we feel like our responsibility is to be a good community asset and bring quality of life to folks in Nashville and bring great events one way or the other. And so we talked about doing concert series and all sorts of different things, and this idea popped up that kind of right when the Oakland Athletics were releasing a lot of their players. They were one of the first teams to announce that they were releasing a bunch of minor league guys over $400 a week, and we kind of all thought that was crazy and felt bad for them, for these players, and thought it was an opportunity. Hey, we could put these players back to work. We could keep our staff working and give the city of Nashville something good to do again. And that was kind of the heart of how it began, and kind of through the approval processes of making sure we wouldn't get in trouble for it. Major League Baseball caught wind of it and wanted to be a part of it if they could. And then obviously, next thing we know, Jason starts tweeting about it, and it all blew up on us over the last couple of days.
And so you said you guys are prepared to do this with or without Major League Baseball. Is that correct?
That's correct. So we were originally planning on announcing this on Monday, and we were going to announce it that we were doing it on our own, and we were going to pay the players. We're going to just do this to get baseball back, again, assuming phase four comes to plan, and we can have people in the ballpark again late July. And then we actually had a conversation with Major League Baseball last Friday that indicated that that the players took this out of the agreement. So we thought that that the deal was kind of behind us. And the next thing you know, Jason Stark tweets that out, and we find out that it was back on the table. So, again, kind of a roller coaster of events over the last couple of days, but either way, we're ready to go and bring some baseball back to Nashville as soon as we can.
Adam Neuse, General Manager, COO of the Nashville Sounds. And so you brought up phase four. How hopeful are you? Because that's critical for you guys that, you know, there's stuff out there that you hope by the third week of July that Davidson County will indeed, Nashville will be in phase four. And I guess your guys' plans are to host these games at 25% capacity. Is that correct?
Yeah, so that's we've been working with the health department and the mayor's office on kind of what that could look like, assuming that everything goes to plan. And we have a plan from a seating capacity standpoint. There's some technology out there with Ticketmaster that we're working on, but if you bought six tickets, then it automatically kills everything 6 foot around those. And so that's one option. There's another option where we just go in and assign blocks of seats that are not going to be within that 6 foot perimeter. And when we do that, it works out to be about 25% capacity. And we're Metro owned facility, so we're not going to take any chances on breaking any rules that they put out there for us. So Metro Health's been really helpful in kind of what that plan looks like, and we feel like it works as long as the data trends in the right direction and we can get to phase four.
So how are you going to go about fielding these two teams, Adam? Is this going to be like the baseball version of the movie Invincible? Are you looking for some Vince Papales out there to come in there? How are you going to do this?
Well, I think my original plan was I've got a list of all the guys that were released, and I was just going to start calling them. But the new plan is just have Jason Stark tweet about it, and then everybody comes to me.
That's a good plan, actually.
After the last 24 hours, got so many agents and players that are interested in playing that just so many guys just trying to keep the dream alive, and it's amazing. The talent that's there is – I got a long list right now of just guys that were recently in the big leagues. So it feels like we could put two rosters of guys that have been in the big leagues in the last year and a half, and the talent is certainly out there, and it kind of goes to – once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Most of these guys would never be available for us to have access to. But world's interesting right now, and there's some great talent sitting out there out of work.
Adam Neuse is with us, and he's the general manager of the Nashville Sounds. We're talking about the hope, ability of playing some baseball over at the stadium. And Adam, along those lines, we were kind of looking at the names. We were just kind of going by veteran free agents that had not signed around the time that spring training had started. And a lot of those guys still, I mean, some of them have signed minor league deals since then. So we're talking about, in a lot of cases, am I correct, guys who might be in their 30s might have quite a bit of major league service time and are hoping for one more shot at it. And this would be a great opportunity for them to keep playing and maybe latch on with somebody before the season is over, or maybe even make a good impression for next year.
Yeah, and that was our original hope, was that we could find guys like that. And that's really probably the more that we keep getting interest from some of these players, I think that's the direction that we have an opportunity to go. I think some of those guys that have played 5-7 years in the big leagues, they don't necessarily want to go and play in Fargo, North Dakota, in an independent team. But the way that we have it structured is we play only on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and they would live in Nashville. I think it's a pretty good selling point for a lot of these guys that have had a lot of success, just want to go to a good place and a good city and play some good baseball. So hopefully that's the selling point. They don't have to grind 7 days a week like they're used to, and get to have some fun and stay exposed to the big league teams, so that if there's a need, that they're ready to be filled.
So with that in mind, I got the sense that when you were talking a moment ago with Darren that you have a lot of interest here. So would you almost have to have tryouts? How would you select the team and who would manage the team? I mean, these are all things that we were having fun kicking around yesterday. It's such a fun project.
Yeah, so my title is general manager, but I have nothing to do with players typically. The Rangers give us every player. So as much as I think I can evaluate talent, the truth of it is I'll probably, if you played for the Braves last year, you're probably good enough for what we're trying to do. So a lot of it's going to come to probably word of mouth and guys that we trust that have played to tell us, hey, this guy's ready, this guy's good, this guy's a good teammate, a good guy for the community, good for our fans. And really back to the heart of this was we just want to give some of these guys a chance to keep playing and doing their thing and try to take care of some of the good guys that are out there. And I don't know. Yeah, we've got some managers, that, again, back to Jason Starksweet. He had access to some great managers that are out there out of work, and I've gotten a lot of interest in doing that. So some of the guys have been big leaguers for a long time and relatively household names. So we'll see if we can pull all this together and have a pretty interesting product to watch.
No question about it. Adam Nuse is with us with the Nashville Sounds. We were curious about this, about just how this is all laying out. We're trying to familiarize ourselves with it. As we understand it, each major league organization will have 60 players that they will, I guess, bring to their spring training, and they'll end up using 30 to start the season. What are, for example, the team that you have the affiliation with, the Rangers, what will they do with their other 30 players? Where do they go? And is there any scenario where some of these teams say, you know, we'd like to have some of our players that are under contract with us play in these games? Or is this strictly people that are unsigned?
You know, right now it'd be strictly people unsigned. And that's kind of where Major League Baseball got involved originally, was we were making the ask to them if we could have access to some of these players that are under contract with nowhere to actually play. And basically came back that if they have this UPC, the player contract, in place, then they would be off limits. So it's kind of made a shift to the guys that are released and actually out on the streets trying to find work outside of baseball. And again, back to the heart of it, man, if we can put these guys back to work and do some good during all this, it'd probably make us happier than putting some of the guys that are already under contract just in a playing situation. So,
yeah, from a goodwill standpoint, I could get that for sure. What have the conversations with the Rangers been like?
You know, they've been great. They help provide the list of available free agents. They've just been, their ownership's pretty involved with it, and they said they would get any of their players that we wanted, that they released, to come play here, and they've been really supportive of it this whole time, and they're kind of same boat as us. They just want to see these guys continue to live the dream. So they've been very supportive and couldn't be better partners in it.
Adam, last thing for me, you touched on this earlier as well, but did I hear you say that we basically have to get to phase four for you to be able to have some fans in the stands? I know you've been working closely with the health people. If we're still in phase three for some reason, could you still get some people in there, or is that just not going to meet the protocols?
It would have to be phase four as it's written right now. We've had some conversations about trying to be called an entertainment venue instead of a sports venue, and if somehow we could get reclassified into being an entertainment venue, I think in phase three there's some options to have 250 people in the ballpark, and that doesn't really help our business plan very much. It's already pretty tight going from 11,000 people in the stands to 2,000, but I don't know. Well, I think we're hopeful that as this progresses, that phase four can come sooner, or that phase three kind of gets loosened up a little bit more to allow sports venues to be open, but obviously that's bigger issues than I can handle.
Adam, last thing quickly, let's sneak this in because you've been able to put your eyes on this. Major League Baseball, with the shortened season, 60-game season, and expected to get cranked up here at the same time frame as hopefully you will as well. They're talking about extra innings, putting a runner at second. That's been used in the minor leagues. What do you think of that? What do you think we're in for? How have the experience been for you putting a runner at second in extra innings?
You know, we've had this conversation with some of our baseball purists in the office, our PR guy, our radio guy, and they were 100% against it coming into the season. And by the end of the season, they were 100% for it. They love the concept. It moves the game. There's nothing worse than getting 20 innings in and watching the second baseman come in and start pitching. And that's not really the goal of the game either. So I think overall it's been very well received. And that's a concept that we've taken a step further in this. We'd run all the same rules as baseball, except that if it ends in a tie, we'd go straight into a home run derby to settle the game, be done, not go through pitchers, not have to have second baseman pitch, and just get the game over in a unique way. And that would be kind of our only quirky thing that we'd be adding to our games. So
who pitches that? Who gets to pitch that?
I don't know. Maybe the second baseman.
I mean,
I don't know.
That's interesting. Was that who came up with it? Was that your idea?
That is our director of marketing.
Okay.
So it just kind of, and really it was sparked from how many pitchers do we need? And
right.
Worst case scenario, we start getting into 20-inning games and we have enough pitchers. And now that we're taking on payroll for players, which we're not used to, we get a little more picky on, we want to keep that expense as low as we can.
Sure.
So we can get through it, and we're like, hey, that might solve the problem and maybe make the game a little bit more fun.
Well, you said that the games.
So, Adam, do we have we're also trying to figure out the uniforms for these teams. Adam, we've got some designers, I'm sure. We just did a promotion with our listeners designing uniforms. So I don't know what you guys have up your sleeve, but would the teams be called the Sounds, or would you just have generic uniforms? Have you thought that far?
Yeah, so our main team will be the Sounds, so you're still coming to a Sounds game, and they got their great uniforms. And then the second team is probably the most hotly debated question in our office over the last couple months, and we don't have the right answer yet. So open to ideas if
okay.
You'll have them. We're not short on ideas. We're short on settling on the same opinion. So it's been fun, though.
Maybe they can be the Generals, and you guys are kind of like the Harlem Globetrotters. You know, you're the Sounds are the Globetrotters, and they can be the Generals.
You would want to stack the Sounds team, I guess.
stack the Sounds team.
Have a little more talent than the other team.
You kind of know the outcome. You know, the Generals are going to lose. You know, I'm just saying that's something that came to mind. That's interesting. So real quick, because I'm very curious on why they were completely against it, and by the season's end, they were totally for it. So you got to. So did it end games? Like, how quick did it end games? How much faster were you getting conclusion or finality to your games because of that rule?
Yeah, you know, there's a. I should send you a stat, and you can maybe send it out on Twitter. But there was a stat on how more efficient the extra innings were with that rule, and it's pretty fascinating, and. Again, I think the biggest thing was it kept it from going to a point that position players were pitching. And no fans want to watch that. You start seeing a guy throwing 60 miles an hour fastballs, just laying them up. It's not desirable. So it moved the game. I think most of the game started ending in 10th or 11th inning, and it just got it over with, which – again, it's painful to watch 21 innings of a game, baseball being played with a position player pitching. So,
especially on
I think
a Tuesday night,
perception was a lot better. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
of that's probably selfish of getting home at a decent hour.
Sure.
And not staying here till 2 a.m.
Well, as you know, I mean that is a part of it today. I mean, people just aren't willing to do that. Like they usually, you know that. I'm sure. You guys discussed that. People just are not willing to do that, especially during the week anymore.
Yep.
That's just not the way our society is geared currently. Well, if you tweet that out, either at your Twitter account or the Sounds or both, we'll definitely retweet it. I would like to look at that number. I think that would be very interesting. Hey, thanks for the interview and the time. Really appreciate it as always.
Yeah, thanks so much. We'll talk soon.
All right, that is Adam Neuse, General Manager and COO of the Nashville Sounds. We'll come back and talk more about what we discussed with Adam and close up shop in hour number one of Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.